This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also go on over and check us out on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, and we're also on Getter. All right, you can find us over there. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And we also happen to be on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, hour number two, we have the professor of politics in California, IA, none other than Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
They're still there.
They are.
75 degrees and mostly cloudy, and they're out on the porch over there having a good time. All right. Thanks, guys. Okay. Thanks, guys. All right. Thank you. See you later. Bye. There you go. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, let's see. We got a caller here. Yep, I know who this is. All right, we're going to go 60 seconds with Todd. Here you go, Todd. Take it away.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Jen Krasinski, sit down. I'm going to do the press briefing here. Again, I'd like to thank all the socialist Marxists on the Chinese payroll for being here today. I want to thank the 438 House members who are selling out your kids and your families and everybody in America by trying to shove $3.5 trillion down your throat, which we don't have. We're borrowing it from the enemy, China, to pay exorbitant interest that we can't afford to sell out the country. Just want to thank, that's what we have, and we have 97 senators behind us who are going to sell us out, including Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and the rest of the fake phonies who act like they're our friends, but they're Judas's. They tried to stab Donald Trump in the back anytime they could, and they'll try and stab us in the back any chance they can. They don't even try and stab me in the back, they try and stab me in the front. That's how disgraceful the fake Republicans are. If I was a senator, I'd be out there every day. Donald Trump won in a landslide victory. What's happening here is a disgrace. Joe Biden is incompetent. He's not up to the task. He didn't win anything. Your gas prices are through the roof. Remember, Donald Trump said, blacks, what do you have to lose? Look at this clown. He's a disgrace, okay? Now they're trying to get you mad about John Gruden. They're trying to get you mad about this. No, they're a disaster. They're a disaster. You wouldn't let them run your family budget, and they're running the country in the ground. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. If you grow up here, as Donald Trump said in Iowa, I never conceded. Okay, Hillary Clinton called and conceded because she lost. We No, Donald Trump won this election. Now stand up for our country and stand up for your kids and stand up for your family and quit watching The Bachelor and wasting time while they sell us out and buy us off because they buy the politicians off. God bless you, Captain, for standing up for the truth, and God bless America, and God bless our cops, and God bless our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the God of America. Peace.
Thank you very much, Todd. Kyle, what'd you think?
Well, you know, it certainly is something that, you know, what he's talking about, you know, that we're getting sold out, and in many ways we are, and that's the thing. And so people do need to be aware of this. But you know what, Captain? I think people are really becoming aware of it. You know, having Joe Biden run for president, have him be the president, are two entirely different things. And the one thing is all about hope in the future, and here's what we're going to do, but now they've seen what he's going to do. And he can't change that, and that perception is going to stick with people.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Judy from Sarasota sent us a message. I think Joe Biden should step up. What's wrong with him? He can drive an 18-wheeler, remember? Blessings and thanks to all you truckers who keep our country rolling along. I think you're great, Judy in Sarasota. Thanks, Judy. We needed to laugh, didn't we?
Yes, very much so.
I've driven an 18-wheeler, you know. Yeah, sure he did.
Yeah, I know. There's no way. I don't think he could do that in a million years.
No. And let me tell you something. You don't just hop in a truck and down the road you go. It doesn't work that way. Every truck is different. All right. We're going to just, let's see here. I've only got about a minute to do something. So let me go back over to my list and we'll get one of the things up here. Microsoft says they're going to shut down LinkedIn in China. Amidst a censorship criticism. Well, of course they're going to get criticized for censoring people.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we understand evidently they're going to replace the China operation of that with something else called InJobs, I believe is what it's called. What they're going to do, it's not going to have like a place where you could share posts or articles or things, but it will be a job search site, basically. They've responding to those criticisms that they've had, or censorship, I should say.
Well, they have that already here in the United States. And by the way, my LinkedIn account's got almost 6,000 followers on it.
Yeah, it's an interesting, very interesting way to meet people and make connections.
Yeah. I've been told that's an extremely high number for what's going on. All right. Well, whole lot of thought. Folks, we're going to be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, I got a couple of things to mention here about the supply chain again. Again, they're not getting it right. They keep talking about, well, we don't have enough drivers. We don't have this. We don't have that. Okay. I'm going to explain to everybody again what it takes to go into a seaport, and you don't just drive your vehicle up there and in you go. It does not work that way. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. And you know, we did hit that number. That's terrestrial radio. That's internet. The other night, one night this week, we did hit that number. Most of the time, we're 1.12, 1.3, something like that, when you add in terrestrial radio and the people on the internet as well listening to us with a stream. Okay, now this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and company. All 1,500 of his employees up there in Minnesota. And I'll tell you what, they are working very hard for you to make sure you're going to have a Christmas, because everything they make is made in the U.S. of A., made with U.S. of A. products, except for the Giza sheets, and that cotton comes from over in the Suez Canal region of Egypt, but they've got plenty of it to keep the sheets going, so don't think they're going to run out of them anytime soon. So in the meantime, what you do is you go over and take a look at what they've got on the website, MyPillow.com. And you'll see all these products that say, with promo code, the price is such and such and so and so. You're going to save a bunch of money. The promo code you need to know is one word, Captain. Very simple. Captain gets you anything on the website with that promo code. Now, they also have a section called the Radio Listener Specials on the website. You just double-click on that logo link that's right there. Boom, in you go, and you wind up with at least a couple of dozen items that are priced even lower in some cases than what's on the homepage. And you can just save some money because the prices are insane. Like Crazy Eddie used to say, they're insane! And again, promo code CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to call them up on the phone, got any questions, want to talk to a live person, their number is 800-641-5459. It's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com is the website. Promo code CAPTAIN gets you anything there at a discount. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, more than two-thirds of the voters are against plans in Congress to give the Internal Revenue Service access to data on all of our bank transactions above $600. And to that I say, me too. And most believe the Democrats are flat out lying when they say they're only going to raise the taxes on the rich. Nobody believes them.
Nobody believes them, and I'm really worried about that other third. There's no problem with the government looking in your bank account all the time. But, you know, that being said, I think people do have some real serious concerns about that. This is one of the ways that the Democrat Party elite would believe they can pay or begin to pay for all of these programs and the spending that they're proposing. And so, again, it just seems to be so anathema, Captain, to privacy and freedom to have the government breathing down your neck every single time you use your debit card.
Yeah. Now, we teased the supply side stuff and the warehouses and this, that, and all that other sort of stuff. And I used a terminology in the first hour called just-in-time freight. Now, just-in-time freight was developed primarily for the auto industry, but it also was used for other manufacturing industries where you had assembly lines and they had time constraints where they made something one day and something different the next day and so on and so forth. Blue Jeans were one of the companies that I can think of that was just-in-time freight because of the fact that stuff came off the Mexican border where you would meet a truck with a trailer bringing the raw materials to you from South America and then taking it up to Arkansas or bringing it over to Texas to drop it off so they could be made at whatever Blue Jean places were there, and also North Carolina, I might add, because they were up in North Carolina, the Blue Jean places. They've since moved. But anyway, that's where that started, and that was under Bill Clinton.
It was under Bill Clinton. You're right. And, of course, you know, the idea is that, you know, you continue to refine the process. But this process wasn't designed for a prolonged pandemic, obviously. But I think that's what some of the Democrat Party elite are trying to capitalize on now, so that they can bring in more influence.
My point in mentioning that is because just-in-time freight found its way over from the trucking industry off the border to the ports, the shipping ports, and the airlines, where stuff was flown in just in time to make it from point A to B, to go to a warehouse to be. And by the way, at that time, they were taking clothing that came in from overseas. Walmart was doing it. And some of it would show up in Miami, and then they would tag made in the U.S. They would, let's see, what would they, did it say made in the USA or something in the USA? Fabricated in the, they did something, so it wasn't saying it was a USA product, but it said
assembled in the USA.
That's it. And they put that logo on there so people would think it was made in the USA, but it wasn't. They're not doing that anymore because they got caught. But that all was part of the just-in-time stuff. And then when you took that stuff to deliver it somewhere, the stores would have it on sale already. And you'd be taking it, dropping it off at stores, and they'd be standing there waiting for you to show them the product because it was advertised. They didn't have it in their aisles yet.
Right, exactly.
Yep, it was hilarious. Some of the things that would happen, the stories that we could tell you about my trucks that were my drivers and whatnot, and the things that I even saw for myself. But that was part of it. Now, the other part of it is when things are working right, do you just back a container ship or push one to the port and it unloads in, what, an hour or 2 hours or something like that because of the whatever containers are on there? Say they're 15 stories tall worth of containers?
No, it does take time. Absolutely.
Can they just hook up a crane and lift up all those containers in a row and pick them up and put them somewhere? Can they just do that?
Nope.
You're darn right they can. Yep. They might be able to get a couple or three at a time, but that's it. So if they've got a row with 15 high in it, it's going to take 5 shots of getting the containers off and putting them over to where they're going to go. And they all don't go to the same place, I might add. So that's all time. So these people that don't know what the hell they're talking about, well, we should be able to get faster and work 24 hours. It's not going to work.
No, and that's why the idea of just going out and saying 24/7 and turning your back and walking away.
They're already doing 24/7 in the major ports.
Well, right, but for Biden to do that was only for show. It was only to try to change the news cycle. He's trying to win at least one news cycle in the
last. But how many people do you think bought that hook, line, and sinker?
Some people did, but I think the vast majority do not. Because they
I hope not, because I hope I'm trying to make the point to these people that these SOBs are lying to you.
Well, sure. And again, it's again to change the perception that Joe Biden is somehow being a leader.
Yeah, he's not a leader.
Well, right, right. And that's why he won't stand there and take the questions. He'll turn his back and walk back to the door and disappear.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Okay, we got a question here. Oh, it's not a question, it's a statement. Tom is in Baltimore. He says, I work in the port. He says, matter of fact, you got the night off. He says, we've been working 24/7 for the last 10 years.
Right, yeah. The ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach are the ones that I think are supposed to be brought online, but there are issues in getting that underway.
Yeah. And let me tell you something else. Banana boats, you know what they are, right?
What's that?
They bring the bananas in from...
Right.
Okay. There's a banana boat that comes in once a week, sometimes twice, not very far away from where I'm at, and they unload that boat in the middle of the night, and they unload it off the bananas off the boat, and they go right straight to the trucks, and away they go in the middle of the night.
Yep. Well, one of the other problems, Captain, is, you know, you look at all these containers in Long Beach or L.A., and you wonder, how many trucks are there, what is the number of trucks that you'd really need to be able to really move this stuff?
Well, the banana boats, they used to have 100 to 150 trucks unload a truckload of bananas. A boatload of bananas. That's what it took. And many of these big companies would have, you know, 25, 30, 40, 50 of the trucks, whatever they could get there. And some guys, that's all they did. They hauled bananas out of Florida, oranges out of Florida. Then they went and got the meat or the canned goods and brought it back down to Florida.
Yep. Yep, but even especially here in California, though, I mean, even if somebody woke up tomorrow and said, you know, I'd like to go become a truck driver and try to help with this horrible crisis.
Doesn't work that way.
Right. It would take a long time to be able to be qualified to do that.
Yeah. If you go through a truck driving school, okay, it's going to be a couple of months anyway, maybe three. And then you got to get pass your road tests, and then you got to get certified because the CDL that you have to get, this, that, and the other, you got to be checked again, DHS, this, that, and the other, and all that. You can't have any major blemishes in your record or you're not going to make it. So hold that thought, Kyle. It's not as easy as people are trying to make it sound like. These politicians don't know what they're talking about. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 15 million Americans who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are now closer to getting their booster shot.
We do have 19 out of 19 unanimous yes votes.
In contrast to the Pfizer and Moderna recommendations, the FDA panel is now suggesting that all adults who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine get the booster as early as 2 months after the original shot. Some police officers are resisting COVID vaccine mandates that could leave their department shorthanded. The mayor in Chicago says the city will be safe. She was asked if people should be worried.
No, they shouldn't be. Obviously, we have contingency plans in place if they are necessary, but I'm confident that they're not going to be necessary.
Officers in Seattle and San Francisco are also facing the same dilemma. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy. Appreciate you doing that for us and this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our very good friends at Conservative Grounds Coffee. I'll tell you all about that here in a moment. But right now, we are going to play a little something called the Edwards Notebook. So here we go.
Ever since I was a little boy growing up in Cleveland, I assumed our republic would always be on the forefront in the cause of liberty. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Today, the United States of America is literally at the moral and political crossroads. In the coming weeks, they will reveal whether or not our great republic returns to our Constitution and Bill of Rights roots or remains adrift on the current depressing, draconian path of terrible cradle-to-grave tyranny. My fellow Americans, if the United States is to once again be that sweet land of liberty, it will be up to you and me to get the job done. Please understand that the federal government no longer even pretends to have a desire to protect our republic, our inalienable rights, or our borders. The federal government is literally a national security threat, allowing illegal border crossers from 150 nations and terrorist organizations. Time to save our nation is now, and with providential guidance, we shall. Are you with me? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
And don't forget, at TheRonEdwards.com, you can find
the great, 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 great link over there and the display for Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, that's at theronedwards.com, the website. You can make a purchase there. You use the code RE20, that's RE20, the promo code, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your coffee. And remember, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup, and I'm drinking some iced coffee right now. I like to take their coffee and make iced coffee out of it, because that's pretty good from where I'm sitting. All right. In the meantime, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And you said that you'd rather have tea?
Well, I understand they have tea.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. And head on over there and check it out. And I'm sure RE20, that's the promo code, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Save 20%.
Very cool.
All right. Well, I think the Biden administration has been looking at some of the low-hanging fruit, and they're finally trying to figure out what's easy for them to get themselves out of this boondoggle they keep finding themselves in, because they keep finding more ways to get buried under the rock than anyone I've ever known.
Well, you know, Captain, it's like if there had been a mistake by the Biden administration, you might chalk it up, well, it's a new administration. But these things keep happening. I mean, you know, obviously the Afghanistan pullout, leaving our Americans behind, service people being killed as they were, that's a complete
debacle. And they're not saying one word right now about Afghanistan. They're shielding that because that's what caused Joe Biden's numbers to tank, was Afghanistan. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'll say it again for the umpteenth time, I don't care if you're a policeman, I don't care if you're a fireman, I don't care if you're an EMS, I don't care if you're a steel worker or somebody, when people get trapped in buildings and this, that, and the other, or in rubble, we leave no one behind. We stay there until we get that last body out. Okay, and I know I'm being a little brutal here, but that's the truth. Just like over there in Afghanistan, we never, ever, the military never leaves anybody behind. Not ever. And this president left several thousand, 10, maybe 20,000 people behind, the contractors in Afghanistan. And he knew they were there. And then they lied about it. They lied about it.
Well, exactly right. And so that might have been, you know, the tipping point, Captain. But if you look at everything else about Joe Biden, again, it's not that he's making bungles. People are starting to figure out that he is doing a lot of these things on purpose. And yes, he does seem to have these diminished capacities and so forth. That's, I think, a whole nother deal.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, you know, there's not one thing. And again, this is why they're trying to find a new cycle that they can win.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing the port thing and this kind of stuff, they're trying to do that. But it's not going to work.
Well, it appears that the Democrats' honeymoon with Joe Biden is over as more and more criticism keeps coming at him over his administration's policy. He's from the mainstream liberal press media that was in his tank for, all through the election, but not anymore.
Not anymore. Also, the president can't get his agenda through, even with by going up to Capitol Hill, you know, a week and a half ago or so, trying to depress the flesh, as it were, and put his prestige on the line. Still couldn't do it. But also at the same time, Captain, obviously letting the attacks from the far left of the party begin to govern his own actions and so forth. He's presiding over chaos. There's no focus in this, and to a great degree, that's a good thing. You don't want the $3.5 trillion passed. You don't want these ridiculous things they want to put in with the bank accounts passed. All that stuff, but it just shows that he's failing miserably.
And then when it comes to the police, it comes to fire, comes to the EMS, comes to nurses, comes to teachers, comes to political appointees, public, state, county, city, and federal. Hundreds of police officers in Seattle and Chicago threatened to walk off the job rather than be forced to take the COVID jab. Same with the nurses. Same with the teachers. Their stance is being cheered by the other people around that say that the government has no right to do this. And again, I am right there with them. I do not believe the government has the right to stand there and tell you that you have to have this or anything, that it should be an individual choice. Because even with the polio shots, okay, even with the polio shots, if you didn't care about not putting a kid in school, public school, then it was just fine with them if you didn't have them get their vaccination so they could go to school.
Right. Well, you know, Captain, I'll give a little free advice to the Biden administration here, and that is Joe Biden, if he was going to be a leader, he would get these doctors and scientists into a room at the White House and say, you got to figure this out. I can't have police and firefighters walking off the job. This is not going to happen in this country. Now, you tell me again why they have to take this vaccination if they already have immunity. And in other words, be a leader.
We're not even hearing about immunity.
Well, of course not. But if he would get the information, let's say, and hammer it out, and then come to the American people and either make a case one way or the other, but not this authoritarian stuff about, you know, you got to take this or else.
Now, former Ohio Governor John Kasich has chimed in. It was only a matter of time before we'd hear from him. He says Biden should get rid of the extreme members of the Democratic Party and appeal to Republicans if he wants to succeed.
Well, you know, John.
So does that mean get rid of AOC and company?
Exactly. Well, they're not even really Democrats. Most of these Democrats that are so prominent, John F. Kennedy would not recognize them at all. He'd have some clever thing to say, I'm sure. It would be very entertaining, but he would not recognize them as being actual Democrats. Because they are so far left that it's beyond.
Let's move right along and talk about AOC, because AOC came out and said, we need to ban tear gas. And then her buddy Cori Bush said, it's a weapon of war. Really?
Well, that's a thing that they say in order to try to up the drama of it. But if you have crowds of people, let's say, you know, and even put it in some vernacular that they'll understand. What if people are storming the Capitol? Would you want to be able to deploy some tear gas to make them disperse before they attack our democracy?
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, put it in a way that even they can understand.
Yep. And finally, Uzbekistan and Russia shoot down reports of the over-the-horizon options for the U.S. military, saying that the U.S. military cannot do the over-horizon thing. There's nowhere they can do it from. So when Biden made that comment, everybody on the other side of the aisle, the bad guys, they knew that we couldn't do what he was saying we could do.
Well, right. And again, that's another thing that's just for show. And I think Joe Biden said that because it sounds like jargon, you know, oh, it's over the horizon. And all the American people are not the, all the American people, but people listening to that are supposed to react and go, oh, that sounds really technical. Like they can really do stuff like that.
That's the name of the new song, Somewhere Over the Horizon. Oh,
right. But that's the thing. In other words, they're trying to hoodwink us into believing that, well, this sounds like a, you know, like a technical jargon term.
All right, well, we're getting ready to take a break here. We're getting ready to have our Truckers Highway and Byway report, and yep, the weather's probably changed. We'll be telling you about it, where the changes are, and what it's doing, because these systems have a way of moving, and yep, the weather has changed. I just refreshed the map, and we got some more problems down there, especially around the Gulf. Looks like something silly is going on down there in Texas. So anyway, don't go anywhere. We're going to be coming right back with more. And our buddy Jeff in Sarasota is going to take us to break. How about that? Here we go.
You've found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Donna. Donna, by the way, find out more about them by going to their website, cowboylogic.us, cowboylogic.us. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, we're going to get started. We got an oldie but goodie. I haven't played this in quite a while, so here we go. Get ready to do a little rocking.
We'll be right back.
AC/DC, the old days, Kyle. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Yeah, that is cool.
That's a classic.
AC/DC, yeah.
Classic, all-time classic for sure. All righty, well, let's see here. I'm going to turn you loose. What's going on out west with the weather?
All right, Captain. Well, tonight we're, of course, tracking some high winds. This along I-80 coming west out of Laramie, Wyoming, as you head up towards Elk Mountain. Be careful of that, especially high-profile vehicle. If you're near Grand Junction, Colorado, going west out of Denver, basically, you're going to hit into a freeze warning that's going to carry on over into Utah. But we've also got freeze warnings going down the I-25 corridor south of Denver all the way to the border with New Mexico. There in the southeast corner of Colorado. High wind warnings around Reno, Nevada, also up through Susanville and up into Lakeview, southern Oregon, and the high winds continue in Southern California. Minor Santa Ana wind condition likely to persist through the afternoon on Saturday, but that's what it looks like out west, Captain.
All righty. Well, if you're coming out of Kansas City, Kansas, and you're going up 29 up towards Grand Forks, North Dakota, all the way up through there, you're going to have some cold temperatures. So it'll either be a frost or a freeze that you'll be talking about. And the further north you go, the colder it's going to get. North Dakota tonight's going to be just plain miserable. So, again, guys and gals, before you get past the Mississippi River, you got to have your fuel right if you're going up that way. Now, the Twin Cities west, Minnesota, on down to Iowa, the western part of Iowa, same cold temperatures there. Also in South Dakota, takes half of South Dakota and gives it some really bone-chilling temperatures down below it. We've got bone-chilling temperatures going across Nebraska, half of Nebraska. Omaha is definitely going to get it. Kansas, okay, I-70 all the way coming out of Colorado. It's just going to be freezing, miserable, cold temperatures. And then going on down through Amarillo, south to Lubbock, and maybe a little bit further, you got some freeze warnings down through there. And, you know, down in the plains, when you get to Amarillo, Texas, when it gets cold, you don't really care anymore because it's just miserable when it gets cold. Now, here's one for you, okay? The Gulf of Mexico, from McAllen, Texas, all the way over to New Orleans, we have got a gale warning. Now, it's not going to be just windy. It's going to be darn windy. And a cold front is coming through there, mixing with the warmer waters of the Gulf, which is going to create a reaction that will bring thunderstorms and whatnot into the Gulf area right there along the coast, all the way from McAllen up to New Orleans, possibly to the Mississippi line. So be advised, you're going to have that problem to deal with today. And as the cold weather, cold front moves further to the east, you'll have more of it all the way over into Florida to around Big Bend, Florida by late tonight, tomorrow morning. Now, in addition, we have that same setup over in the east coast right now from about Jacksonville, Fernandina Beach, all the way up to Savannah, Georgia. It got a little bit of fog tonight up there in Long Island, North Jersey, around New York City. Certainly the I-95 corridor of Connecticut all the way up through Rhode Island towards Boston. So be advised of that. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we want to thank you very much for the great job you've done this week, because I'm telling you, it's been one thing after another after another after another all week long.
Well, my honor. Thank you, Captain.
All right. Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. Now we're going to jump right into the frying pan here because we've got Denise Simon. And Denise Simon, boy, oh, boy, where the hell do you start? There's so much stuff here. How about we start with the cops and the hospital workers and all that stuff? They managed to stay on the job yesterday, even though there was a threat of a massive walkout in a couple of major cities. But they barely are hanging on there. And if these cities aren't careful, there's going to be people that are going to be calling in sick, and then they're really going to have a problem.
Yeah, but I still expect that. And, these cities have been warned of the consequences, places like Chicago. It's not going in the right direction yet by a long stretch.
By the way, Fred down in Fort Lauderdale is saying you and your guests are right. The big flaw, one shot fits all. It fails to recognize the role of natural immunity or testing. Great show tonight. Great music. Fred listening via the live stream. Okay, well, thanks very much, Fred. And what we were talking about was the fact that nobody is mentioning the fact that we have this natural immunity. I mean, what, did they forget about that conveniently now or something?
Well, yes, of course, and that's been the case for a while. In addition to that, nobody is mentioning that even if somebody does end up getting infected, that there are many, many treatments out there that are quite effective. So, you know, hospitals are not getting clogged up and ventilators. I mean, nobody's even talked about having to be on a ventilator. You know, I mean, I'm sure that there are some out there. But, yeah, so monoclonal immunity locations, treatments, they're not discussing that. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to be talking when we come back, folks, because we're getting ready to take a break. I'm just watching the music come up here. We're going to be talking when we come back about Andrew McCabe. Remember him? The FBI assistant director, whatever, deputy director. We're going to talk about him and talk about how he's back in the news again for all the wrong reasons because Denise wrote an article about it. But when we get done talking about him, we'll continue to talk about the FBI because it looks like as if right now, there's some information that's come out about Joe Biden, a bank account, Hunter Biden, the brother Fred, the partner that's in there, and they were all had their fingers in the bank account moving money back and forth like it was going out of style, and even Joe Biden was depositing checks in there. He had to know what Hunter was doing. The bank tells it all. All right, Denise, you hang on. Folks, we're coming back with more right after the top of the hour news break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Kathy, it's your turn. Take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.